Everybody, remember you can text on the Weaver Appliance text line 330-339-9399. And, of course, we're streaming all the time online, WTUZ.com. Hey, Mega Millions tonight, ladies. You gonna buy a ticket, get in on the action. You only had, you know, it's like 302.5 million to one odds. If you, you know, if you're feeling lucky tonight, you can get in on that.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Slightly. Michelle, are you a lottery player or no?
No, I mean, I've gambled a little bit, but I'm not really a lottery.
I'll tell you what, you're gambling by getting into the radio business. I'll tell you it's a cute gamble of your life. Just kidding, obviously, it's great. No, $2 could get you $502 million, quite possibly the 10th largest lottery prize ever. Nobody's won the Mega Millions since January, so that's why it's kind of grown.
So many things that I would have on my list.
So many things that just pop right into your head, huh? Yeah. I needed the sound effect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was great. That was a great addition.
You going with the annuity payment over 29 years of the $502 million, or you taking that cash lump sum of $301 million? That's, of course, you know, after state and federal taxes, after all that stuff.
Honestly, I think I'd take the lump sum. Just because, I mean, if you're getting an annuity, you have to pay taxes on that every single year, right? I don't want to mess with that. I want to do like a one and done.
One and done. Wham, bam.
Get all my taxes out of the way. Yeah, and then just enjoy my life.
I could see that. It depends on what you're getting each and every single year. I'm not going to do the math.
Now, if you were someone like MC Hammer, you might want to take the annuity payments.
I feel like that would be my path. I feel like, you know, I'd get $301 million, and then, you know, next year I go, hey, can I borrow $5? Got to get something
Brother's
to eat.
Brother's got to get some lunch.
I got kids to feed, man. Oh. But no, that's tonight. If you guys are feeling lucky, I think the drawings are like 11-something. So, I don't know. I've never been a big person to buy a ticket, but you can't win.
If you don't play.
Unless you play.
What's the first thing you'd buy with that money?
Does getting yourself out of debt include buying something? If you're not counting
no,
that.
No, what would you buy yourself, not pay
What
pay
would
bills?
I buy myself?
Yeah. That's, go on a trip.
That's a great question. You know what? I'd buy that RV sitting across the street right
would
there.
Would you now?
I've had my eye on that thing.
Oh, snap.
Jared knows what I'm talking about.
You'd be like a retiree on the road.
I would buy that RV and me and my kiddos, wife can come if she wants, but we'd hit the open road.
Nice.
And we'd be gone.
All four of you in that little RV.
Well, I said the wife can come if she wants.
Oh, okay.
So, they're, you know.
Well, you know, with that kind of money, she may have other plans.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Who
you
knows?
Drop her off at the beach.
Who knows what she'll have in mind? She'll say, babe, I'll just stay here. You send me that check, like the 1st and the 15th. I'll just hang back, make sure that check comes into the mail. Hey, of course, we all know it's Good Friday, Easter weekend. But we know the reason for the season, right? To celebrate Jesus' resurrection. He may rise again one day, folks. Be ready for that. Lent, though, you don't take part in Lent, though, do you?
Yeah, I've had a few conversations lately.
About Lent.
I am okay with Lent. I don't do it, though.
Michelle?
I don't partake.
I have in the past, but this year I did not.
You can't be sometimes a Lenten season kind of person, and then the other time, no.
When the mood strikes.
Yeah,
right.
Come on, Michelle. We all know it's that 40-day period leading up to Easter. I have a list, though. I guess you can call it a recent study. The top 10 most popular things people give up for Lent. Here we go. No particular order. Number one is alcohol, which I'm sure if folks want to kick that, it can be tough at times, but that's one of those things. They lump chocolate and sweets into one category, which is a popular one. Now, is that one you have an issue with, Shauna? Giving up that for Lent?
I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
If I were to do this and practice this, this is definitely one for me, and that's cursing. You don't think
you
so?
You wouldn't make it a day.
You don't think so?
No, I know so.
The hell I wouldn't, Shauna. I'd make it. No, cursing would definitely be on my list. Facebook made the list of people giving up not only maybe that, just social media in general.
I know several people who are doing that.
One of the top things to give up for Lent. Television, what would you do then? I mean, does that include Netflix? I'm sure it would.
Well, do you watch it on a TV?
Does that include your iPhone or whatever?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Whatever tablet. You guys are freaking me out. Stop.
You owe me a Pepsi.
Stop, both of you. Junk food. is listed in there. Can't that be in the chocolate and sweets category?
I would think so.
Yeah, I guess
chocolate should be in its own category, and then there's got to be junk food.
Chips, cookies,
nah, you know.
I guess that's what they're considering junk food. How about this? Pop music made the list for the top 10 most popular things folks give up for Lent.
People get smarter right around Lent season.
I don't know what it is. Maybe they consider it dirtying the minds a little bit. We all know country music is always nice and wholesome,
right?
It is. Right. It's very wholesome. Smoking is another. Texting and gossiping to round out the top 10 most popular things to give up for Lent. If you had to, Shauna, if you had to for one thing for 40 days, I said cursing would be mine.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I have kids who are going to start talking at any moment.
Right.
And I'm supposed to be their role model.
Mm-hmm. They'll repeat everything you say.
Newsflash. You don't think, mm-hmm. That's their thing right now. If you had to, 40 days, what would you give up?
If I was able to pick it myself?
Yes, that's what Lent is. You pick it yourself.
Lent's easy. Vegetables.
Shauna, that does not. That doesn't.
Yeah, ask me if I got to pick it.
You know, you can't play this game anymore.
I know. The whole thing of Lent is, you know, you give up something that you love. I mean, if I had to pick up, you know, something that was, you know.
It'd be Facebook, wouldn't
it? Should do it.
You love Facebook. I know you do. In your heart.
It'd be Facebook or Pepsi.
You couldn't go without Pepsi. You'd be cranky. Buck would be like, babe, just have a Pepsi. I don't care if you're going to hell.
For the love of
babe,
God.
Just please have a Pepsi. Michelle, could you give up anything for 40 days if you had? Coffee's out of the question.
No. You put Facebook on the table. Coffee's on the table.
No, listen, I can't.
Come on now.
It's what I need to do my job. We'll put it like that. I'm not going to do anything that hinders my
Pepsi
performance.
Pepsi, she requires.
You're putting your life in danger here, and you won't go without coffee?
You know what? It's technically, you need to wet your whistle every now and again because you're talking a lot. Mm-hmm. So I guess Pepsi could be out of that category for you.
It is a necessity of life. Come on.
I guess it is.
Just because it's sugary and carbonated makes no difference.
Hey, I promise I promise folks some Easter fun facts, and here we go. We have a few for you guys. Hey, you know, this is no shot against Rural King. We love them, but they brought us a bunch of marshmallow peeps. Those things are just good for throwing in the microwave, okay? Let's just be honest. Nobody eats those things.
But everybody buys them.
To the tune that Americans eat more than 600 million marshmallow peeps during Easter. I don't know how that's true. They're made in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Some factory there.
I totally watched them get made a few days ago.
You know, they make 4 million a day in that factory?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? I thought.
Well, now they've got so many. They've got like birthday cake. They've got watermelon. They've got this. You know, it used to just be those yellow chicks.
No.
And they got peeps. And
it's now peep hunting season out there, okay?
And they've got pumpkins at Halloween.
Do they? What, peep pumpkins?
They sure do.
That are
peepkins?
Are they peepkins?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Very nice. Very nice, Shauna. Also, Americans, they consume, which I don't like these either, 16 million jelly beans during the Easter holiday. Not a big strawberry, Starburst jelly beans, maybe.
Jelly bellies are good.
Jelly bellies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can take you there.
This one's up my alley, though.
Let me hear it.
Okay. We're going the chocolate route. Guess how many bunnies are sold?
Those
chocolate bunnies, yeah.
Just around Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I don't know. It's got to be in the millions for sure.
They make 90 million chocolate bunnies.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say almost 100 million chocolate bunnies are made.
Yeah. 91.4 billion eggs.
Which leads me directly into this. Speaking of those chocolate bunnies. How do you start eating it? What's the
ears?
59% of people say ears first with those chocolate bunnies. 4% the odd ones out there starts with the feet or the tail. You start at that tail end. That's just weird, you sickos. And then the 33% of others say they don't have a particular way they start. Could be the nose.
Those are the ones that open the bottom of the box, what you're saying.
Right. The belly of the bunny might be a good place to start because if it's a full body chocolate bunny, if you just have the head of it and the ears, I can see why you start with the ears.
Okay.
But if you go the extra route and get the maybe full-size chocolate bunny, it only enhances the experience, I think.
I agree.
For Easter time.
Totally.
And then you can start with the tail. Anybody else have any fun Easter facts they want to share with the group? Anybody?
Do you know, what is the number one holiday for candy to be sold? It's pretty obvious.
Is it Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be trick-or-treat.
Oh, yeah, Halloween. What the heck was
Easter's
I thinking?
Easter's number two.
Easter's two? Is Valentine's Day third then, maybe, probably?
Oh, probably. But yeah.
How can I forget about trick-or-treat and Easter? Hey, in the state of Florida, by the way, I want to mention this. They overturned a rule that says you can no longer dye animals there in Florida. Of course, D-Y-E, that kind of dying. But the state also held the largest Easter egg hunt ever, where close to 10,000 children searched for 500,000 eggs. That's
Who's
how they
the
get
person
down.
That puts all those eggs out?
Don't know.
No, they just take a dump truck.
It's a lot of moms and grandmas. You're probably right, Shauna. It's probably how they did it. Wonder how many kids got trampled in that whole thing. By the way, tallest Easter egg chocolate, the little Easter bunny. No, I'm sorry, the Easter egg chocolate. I'm sorry, just the thing shaped like an egg. Was made in 2011 in Italy. It stood, of course, meters over there, 10.39 meters. What is that, like 33 or 34 feet, something like that. 34-foot Easter egg, just to share with
crazy.
Folks. I don't know if it's
still
on display.
I wonder how many people it took to eat that.
I don't know. It might still be on display. People maybe, you know, go by, take pictures with it. Don't touch the egg. Don't touch the egg.
These little kids are...
It has
getting their tongues in there.
It's in a special case, so like there's it's cool in there at all times, so it doesn't melt.
Okay, nice.
Right. I'm sure it could
kind of like
get
the
hot.
Butter at the state fair.
You're right.
Ohio State Fair.
The butter sculptures.
Yeah.
Please keep it in a cool, dry place, cool, damp place. Those butter sculptures, so they don't start melting. All right, there you have it. Easter, of course, coming up this weekend. I tell you what, we'll answer those Facebook and Twitter poll questions in a moment. I know Shauna has her list that she is dying to get to. Of course, I have mine. We'll see if Michelle has hers, too. Favorite 90s TV shows, and we'll see what you guys said, too. 99.9 WTUZ, no babbling Brooke today, but have no fear, because one Shauna Berkey is here to save the day. With Z News, everybody. Shauna, whenever you're ready.
Absolutely.
Take it away, my dear.
All right. On this day in history, 54 years ago, my husband and my favorite, the original version of the TV show Jeopardy, made its debut.
Oh, my gosh.
Hosted by Art Fleming on NBC.
Oh, good old Art.
Yeah. Still watch it.
Yeah.
Still kick some tail when I play with my husband. Hey, this is also the day Ronald Reagan, president, was shot. Injured outside a D.C. hotel. John Hinckley Jr. shot him. Had a lot of psychiatric issues.
81, right?
1981. It was back in 1981. Yeah. Fast forward 11 years to 92. The Silence of the Lambs won 5 Academy Awards.
Hello,
that included Best
Gladys.
Picture. That's creepy.
I know it was.
Jodie Foster, Anthony Hopkins won Best Actress and Actor Awards. By the way, that year, Beauty and the Beast won Best Original Song and more.
You want to know, it's weird. Hold on a second. Okay, Jodie Foster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that John Hinckley fellow, wasn't he...
He was obsessed with her.
He was infatuated with her, wasn't he? After they, like, investigated him and
died. Found a lot of creepy stuff out of
him. That's so weird. Okay, sorry.
But
that was
just
that's just weird.
Back in 1999, it was a close call for Fabio. He was injured while riding a roller coaster. You never believe what happened.
Hit by a goose.
A goose flew into his face while he was on a roller coaster in Virginia.
Not the face of Fabio.
Oh.
Please.
The cover of every romance novel for 10 years.
Mm, that poor goose, though.
Yeah, can you imagine? All right, holidays for today. It is I Am in Control Day.
If you feel that way.
All right. National Doctors Day. Take a Walk in the Park Day.
Too
Not
nasty
too much
out
that
there
going
for
on.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Pencil Day.
Who uses those anymore?
My kids in school.
Get your number two pencils out, kids.
And we also mentioned it. Today is Good Friday. You know, only 12 of 50 states recognize this as a holiday.
Oh, well.
I'm assuming Ohio's not one of them because we're all
Yeah, here
work.
We are. We know Z Country doesn't recognize Good Friday as as a holiday.
Yeah. The Cavs are on tonight. They're hosting the Pelicans. Have you seen that live PD show?
Pecans. That's one of my new favorite shows. If you haven't seen it.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's on A&E, 8 o'clock tonight. Trading Spaces, 9 o'clock on TLC.
That's back, by the way. My wife got all excited about it.
I was wondering if this was some kind of...
How long was it gone? Like 10 plus
long
years?
Long time.
Ty Pennington and the whole crew.
Yeah.
They're back.
2020s on ABC, 10 o'clock, Dateline, also at 10 on NBC. And then the big show tonight, actually, what everybody should be tuning in, Big Z Sports.
Hey now, thanks for that.
You guys are going to be live at the Newtown Mall.
We will be. It'll be mayhem, if you will.
Yeah.
Chris Kale will be in his element.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. All right. So, you know, you love him. I love him. James Corden. We would both love to be a musical guest or a co-host.
James Corden.
Shawn Mendes is going to get to do that. He's going to be musical guest. He's going to actually do a residency on James Corden's show for an entire week.
Watch this become a thing now where Fallon will have one artist for a whole week.
Yeah.
You watch it become a thing.
Yeah. James is leading the pack. That's happening the first week of June. And you know, we're excited. The ACM Awards coming up April 15th.
Gosh, that's like a couple weeks away.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've announced some additional performers. Ready for this?
Who's going to be there?
Kane Brown, Kelly Clarkson,
uh-huh.
John Party, Little Big Town, and the Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson, huh? That's nice. What I'm interested
in. You see a whole lot of him
Kelly,
these years.
Kelly Clarkson, though. I don't really know.
She's got 1 foot in pop, 1 foot in country.
I guess. She has a couple feet.
She married...
One hand in the voice.
Reba's stepson, so...
You're right.
It all went downhill from there.
You're right. All right. Hey, Michelle Spring comes back in because we have business to tend to. The poll questions are up, too, on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Twitter poll Friday. Favorite 90s TV show. And also, the other one has to do with baseball, but I want to know what people have been watching, by the way. John asked from the Weaver Appliance text line, Just Shoot Me, one of his favorites.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Frasier, which was, what's Johnny Quest animated show? I don't remember Johnny Quest. Anybody recall Johnny Quest back in the day?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, speak up over there, woman.
Yes.
I don't know what Johnny Quest is.
It was on the Cartoon Network, I believe.
Another texter says, Doogie Howser, M.D.
Yeah.
That's taking it back.
That is
a ways. Tamara Smith, Murder, She Wrote, Texas Ranger. Walker, Texas Ranger was a good show. Mm-hmm. Chuck Norris. And then Babylon 5. Never got into that. That's kind of nerdy. That's down that nerdy path. If you will. Thanks to folks who got them in through Facebook, text line, and Twitter as well. But Shauna, do you have your top few over there?
Listen, this is what I had to do.
Okay.
I'm cheating a little bit.
There's no cheating.
I'm going with the TGIF. Do you remember that? Friday nights.
They had
Full House, Family Matters, and I think Step by Step.
Step by Step.
Those were the nights. And then I threw in Home Improvement as well.
Those were the nights.
One of my favorites.
I can imagine a little young Shauna Berkey cuddle up with her favorite blanket, maybe some popcorn, and of course some Pepsi. And
a little Urkel.
Did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Spring, you're next. What are some of your tops? Maybe an honorable mention, too, if you feel the need.
Well, I also chose Full House. That's like my all-time favorite.
All-time
show.
Favorite? All right. Did you both have a crush on Uncle Jesse?
Yes.
I mean, come
on. How can you not? He's
I
so
know.
Cute.
So dreamy, right?
So dreamy.
The hair. What did I say the other day that he used to say all the time? I forget.
Have mercy.
It was Have Mercy. Lord, have mercy. Okay, go. What are some others you have?
Clarissa Explains It All. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, Michelle?
What?
This changes everything. We can't be friends.
First weekend.
Why? It is such a good show.
The next thing I know, your number one's going to be Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
I was going to write that down.
I'm glad you didn't.
It's Blossom.
Dawson's Creek.
Never
watched
that.
All right, what else?
Do you remember Guts, the game show?
I remember Guts, yeah.
Guts was one of my favorites, and Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Wow.
I always wanted to be on that show.
Nice.
What about Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? That takes me back. Good job, gals, there. A little duet, if you will. Okay, here are mine, okay? These really can't be touched, if you ask me. It's tough to break it down just to three, though.
Right.
I mean, we named a few right there that we all love. Number three, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is probably, it's in my top three down there in the three slot. Uncle Phil! Uncle Phil! Number two has to be Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
The cast and crew, Zachary Morris with his huge cell phone, Kelly Kapowski. I mean, all you have to say is Kelly.
Kapowski. Jesse, Lisa Turtle, Screech.
We all know Michelle has a thing for AC Slater, which is all right. It's okay.
It's very insightful.
What ran deeper than my crush, though, for Kelly Kapowski was probably my love for one DJ Tanner. And that's why Full House is my number one right there, for sure. Full House. I don't know what it was about DJ. Kelly Kapowski was a little too California for me, where DJ was more just down. The gal next door in a Full House, if you will.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Family Matters up there, too, for me.
I did come up with the worst show of the 90s.
The worst show of the 90s?
The show that haunted me for nights and years.
I saw you had a whole list over there.
Yeah, I didn't get to them all.
Ramble some off.
Remember George Clooney and ER?
Somebody said ER on Facebook, yeah.
Snap. How about Friends, of course?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. How could we forget about Friends?
90210.
Chris Kale's favorite right there.
Quantum Leap. You remember that?
No, I don't.
Where he would leap from different lives.
I don't remember that.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, they made a movie about that, too, didn't they?
You want to go where everybody knows your name?
No, I don't.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
And the worst, this is tops my list, this is the only one I came up with, the worst one that haunted me, Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, no.
Creepy voice.
That was creepy.
Where he's talking about these killers out there, and nobody knew what happened, so.
Rescue 911, that's another one.
Yeah, that was good.
Rescue 911. That prompted me as a youngster a couple times to call 911 and hang up, and, you know, you're not supposed to do that. Kids, don't try that at home.
Appreciate that.
Don't try that at home.